Okay, now, the compounds that you haven't mentioned specifically, and the actual maybe bigger problem that antenna catches are polyphenols. They are so small and flat that they can actually bypass the reverse osmosis system. So if, and you have some catechols and other things that are probably related to those. So if you can work on polyphenols as well in ponds, that would be useful.
All right.
Naphthenic acids in working ponds are not a problem. Polyphenols will probably stay there, but as companies are streamlining to one day release water, they may apply classical technologies. It would be ultrafiltration, reverse osmosis. Bioreactors, they are not the masters of biotechnology.
Right.
They use whatever is served to them, but they never control bioreactor properly. So there are some of their tests failed for very simple reasons.
I see.
So polyphenols were able to bypass or to go through reverse osmosis. Part of the reason was the type of membrane that they used. But those compounds are also the ones that are interesting for either detection or application, degradation. And yes, your plans are to produce hydrocarbons, but even when you devise system, you will have problem to access the facilities.
Right.
Although they work with hydrocarbons, biotechnology for hydrocarbons is not their core business. That's the way they think, unless you prove environmental advantage. And environmental advantage would be actually to get rid of them. That's how they see it.
Of course.
So, with naphthenic acids, I think it would be more useful to return them back to extraction than to devise all those systems for decarboxylation.
I see.
It's most simple to just take them and send them back, because it would be ideal if we can, let's say, lower the temperature of extraction, because we have now surfactants that are necessary. So we would also decrease the amount of alkali that is added. Because in extraction process, usually sodium hydroxide is added to activate naphthenic acids that are normally present.
Of course.
Now, some other areas in simple molecules. Can you eliminate chlorides?
Sorry?
Those are just questions for thinking. Can you eliminate chlorides?
All right. That can be something to be looked into.
That would be wonderful, because chlorides were just decreasing. You know that there are Canadian water quality guidelines.
Yes.
And fluoride earlier was allowed at 230 ppm, now it's 120, technically half of the previous value. So the companies were doing modeling, and according to their earlier calculations, it showed that fluoride level would be okay. But now with new guidelines, it's maybe not the case. Where they make mistake is they are waiting to the end. But the question is, chlorides are far more corrosive than naphthenic acids.
All right.
Can you shave the chlorides in ponds and carry eliminate them from the streams, from pipelines, from other things?
All right, that's quite possible to look into as well. Of course, this is a summer project for us. We did mostly have proof of concept in a very basic system here. There's tons of compounds, I'm certain, that are in the tailings ponds that can be looked into further, but of course it does mean finding other elements.
Telling you the main things. Yes, there are quite a few of them.
There's quite a few main things I've noticed.
Do you know Professor Martinuzzi there in Calgary?
No, not personally.
Okay. See, I was in contact with in Savannah, that National Research Laboratory, NRL, that actually selected some bacteria to enhance biodegradation of hydrocarbons. Specifically, those could digest polyaromatic
Interesting.
hydrocarbons, PAHs.
Mm-hmm.
So that cocktail of bacteria is called BioTiger.
Okay.
So you can look which type of bacteria they have, because you may see a bit different approach they use. Because what cocktail does, there are a few types of bacteria that do different things. You are trying to put everything into one type.
Yes.
Which may be approach, but they are actually mixing bacteria that they selected from the old ponds.
Mm-hmm.
That had spills from 60 or 80 years ago. And those bacteria were naturally specialized in either producing biofilms by itself, by producing surfactants, oxidizing their pHs,
mm-hmm.
or maybe eating metabolites.
Okay.
So it would become more toxic.
That's certainly something that we can look into in the future as well.
Yeah, but you can see, maybe you can harvest some genes from those types of bacteria that you may need for this project.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned that.
Of course.
You may have immediate application, or you may look further.